Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Robbie Knox, and I'm the landlord of the Moon Underwater, a mystical place where guests create their dream pub. Welcome back to The Moon Underwater, where we are creating Morgan Rees's dream pub, and it is looking great so far. We've still got the Jubil cans in front of us. We're sipping away on them. Before the break, Dan, you had your pub quiz, so let's have the answers.
Yes, Morgan, you're about to turn 30, so it's a sort of a turning 30 quiz. How are you feeling about making that jump? Oh, me and Robbie did it ages ago. So
yeah, I'm so excited for it. I'm really, really excited about it. I've got a much younger brother as well who's 17. So, AKA, I'm stopping shy of saying I just know myself. Because he says that, and I go, no, you don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know I'm saying that. I just know myself, and you guys are going, no, you don't. You haven't scratched the surface. No, you're still ignoring that demon.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you do start, you care less, don't you? Do you know what I mean? In the nicest possible sense. Yeah. You're like, things that used to worry me when I was 20, now I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. You do just get really tired of life, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we, a friend Jim and I had our first child around the same sort of age. I remember after a few weeks of that, him talking to me, and he goes, you know when you hear old people and they'd always say they were ready to die and you think, that's mad, I can never imagine being like that. And he said, I don't want to die, but I can imagine a time in the future I'm going to go, yeah, all right.
Yeah. That's about right. Okay, so question one. Was Alexander Graham Bell older or younger than 30 when his patent for the telephone was granted? What do you reckon, Morgan?
I'm leaning towards older, only because you said that you were talking about the patent.
Yep.
I don't know whether it was a case of like he invented it and then he got the patent much later or something
I was maybe tricking you. Okay,
I'm
going
to go younger. Because at the time, this is like cutting-edge tech. So I think he's like a tech bro of his day.
Yeah.
So I think he's like the Zuckerberg of phones. So he's going to have done this younger than 30 is my theory.
Okay. Robbie's correct. 29 and 4 days.
Oh.
I just put the painting in because there's a definite day where it could have happened. So,
yes.
Yes. So 29 and 4 days.
Okay.
Wow. Nice one, Robbie. Okay. Was Sean Connery older or younger than 30 when filming took place for his first role as James Bond in Dr. No? What do you reckon, Morgan?
I'm just leaning towards no, because isn't like Bond is famously a bit more of a mature man, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I like, even like now when they're talking about who's going to be the next Bond, you just go, I hope it is someone that is like 50 and above or 45. Yeah. I like an older Bond.
Yeah. You don't want a teenage Bond, do
no.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Tom Holland's Bond.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dougie Hauser, MD Bond. Yeah, I'm going to say the same.
Older. Yeah, you're both right. He was 31 and then when it was filmed, 32 when it was released. So he's still pretty young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
George Lazenby was the youngest at 29.
Wow.
But Roger Moore then, much more up your street, he was 45.
Yeah.
When he first took on Bond.
Pierce Brosnan, because he must have been well in his 40s.
I don't know. I didn't write down that information. Okay. I thought two names would be enough for you to sate your curiosity.
Apparently not, no.
He was my first Bond.
You're a fan of Brosnan?
Yeah, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
he's good. He gave it a real crack in Mamma Mia, didn't he?
Timothy Dalton sort of is getting a bit of a, you know, people are having a bit of a rethink, because at the time it wasn't a big... People weren't really sure, but now he's had a bit, you know, it's a bit of a boost for the Timothy Dalton era.
Which is my teenage movie that I can, I know the entire script for.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Love that. Hot Fuzz. Okay. Was Beyonce older or younger than 30 when she released her first solo album, Dangerously in Love?
I'm going to say younger.
Younger. Robbie?
I'm going to say older, purely to make it more exciting. Because if I just say younger as well, it's like taking the ball to the corners.
Yeah, because you're winning 2-1.
I would have said she was probably about 30, which is probably why you picked this.
No, actually, she was only 21.
Ooh, yeah. Well, there you go. So, throwing that away then.
Because that surprised me, because obviously she'd been in Destiny's Child before that, so I thought she would probably be.
Yeah, but they were dead young when they joined
I didn't realise how young they were. So, 21.
All right. How old is she now?
I think she's 41, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a mini story with that. I went to go and watch her at the Tottenham Spurs Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I just moved to London at that point, and I'd just gone with the guy that I'm currently dating. We were a bit early on to go and watch a concert together, but it was nearby. And I just moved into a Ghanaian house.
What's nearby is if it's not a huge concert. It's just a little gig around the corner.
Yeah. A little street party.
Support the local.
I'm all about supporting local. Yeah. And so I just moved to a Ghanaian household, and they typically, in my household, none of them drink. So there's booze in the fridge. And I said, I'm going to go and this new guy I really fancy. And she said, help yourself to the booze in the fridge. So I'm all right. And my boyfriend doesn't drink. So I drank all this booze in the fridge, and I get there and I'm feeling awful. I'm going, good God, I've drunk too much too quick. And I tell you what, Beyonce sounded amazing from the toilet. I woke up, I had the worst hangover from hell. A week goes by, a friend comes over. I go, oh, there's some beer in the fridge. He goes and gets it. He goes, I'm not having that. I said, why aren't you having that? When it went off in 2018.
Oh, wow. Sounds like
poisoned Ghanaian beer.
Sounds like my dad's garage. That's what it's full of beer that's gone off.
Is it?
Yeah. You go there at Christmas, go, oh, that'll be... Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Okay. Does he listen?
Yeah.
No, no way. He's not going to be very accurate as well.
Nope.
Good. I mean, adequate quiz, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. 2-2 draw. You've got to be happy with that.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I'll say that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Fine. Good. Okay. Wonderful. Right. We're on to spirits now, Morgan. What's your first choice?
My first choice is Whitney Neal Alloy and Cucumber Gin.
Wow. Okay. I've had gin. I've had Whitney Neal. I've never had Alloy and Cucumber.
I hadn't until 2 years ago. And there's a brilliant pub called The Coronation in Bristol. And they sold it there. And again, I think it was just one of those cases of everything else was gone, but this one was the only one left. You still had to order on the app at the time. And I said, whatever, I love that. And I had it. It's the most refreshing drink you can possibly imagine. The alloy, the cucumber. It's so fresh. You get that gin. You know you're drinking gin. The nice zing of gin.
Yeah.
But it almost gives it an uplift to it.
It sounds almost medicinal.
That's what I kid myself with as well.
Yeah. It's healthy. Very healthy.
Would be good for me. Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. What do we know, Dan?
It says it's a luxurious handcrafted African infusion of fresh green and earthy cucumber with succulent karu aloe, enhancing the overall complexity.
Wow.
It does sound pretty good.
Cucumber in gin is something that's been a thing for a while. Hendrix, that was the one, wasn't it? That was the first brought it in.
Yes.
Every now and then an alcohol product comes along that just mixes it up just for the sake of it, doesn't it? Like, hey, you've had cider. Why don't you have cider with ice?
Yeah.
And that felt like that sort of version of that.
Yeah, the whole pink gin.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But honestly, one of those ways that I just stumbled upon it. No one recommended it.
No.
But just, that's nice. Sure. And it revitalized my drink, my gin taking.
I do love a gin.
Mm.
I love gin.
I'm so into gin. I see the passion. We're like both. Yeah, yes, we. Yeah.
I think we should just say that we love gin.
Yeah.
Gin. It's just really
my
nice.
Father Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, again, I sound like I've only ever been to one place, but Bristol gin's great too.
There's just some great gins being made in this country.
Yeah.
And Bristol is also just generally great as well.
Yeah, it's right slap bang in the St. Nick's Market, which again, is right around the corner from all the pubs I like. And just a couple of streets away from King Street, which I think is one of the best drinking streets in the country, King Street in Bristol. It's all, it encourages outside drinking. You know, it's all that al fresco, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You know? All the pubs share the benches, all on the cobbled street. And you can do a brilliant, phenomenal, just a bit bar crawl just on that street.
Nice.
Starting at the Apple. The Apple is one end.
I know the street you mean. I don't know what it's called, but I've seen it.
You go all the way down and you can end at small bar. And then it's got phenomenal Korean fried chicken. It's almost like it knew exactly what. Listen, we need to put ourselves right on the end.
Yeah, people will be dying for it by the time they get down.
And then
there,
the Bristol Old Vic Theatre is right in the middle. So swing by, see a show.
Perfect. When I was
possibly
there,
me next May.
Yeah. when I was there in Bristol, there was a takeaway place. A friend who lived there said everyone goes to at the end of the night. I can't remember what it's called. So that's not a good story, but you might know.
Was it a place for food, you say? Or?
Yeah, it's like a late night. Hang on, I'm gonna find out.
It's got the Jason Donovan.
Yes, it wasn't that. Jason Donovan went to Jason Donovan, didn't he once?
Yeah. But the Crown's great as well because that serves pizza right up top. Oh, and there used to be Renato's. Oh, Renato's is the, well, it used to be one of the, it's just a little Italian pizza place. It was also a phenomenal pub. Whenever you go down King Street, it's this big, it almost looks like it's Wizard of Oz. It's fallen out of the sky. It shouldn't be there. It's this big, comical pink building with big, thick curtains that are still drawn.
Yeah.
But I've had some of the best ever nights. Low ceiling, everything, big, thick oak tables, everything crickety. Because it's right by the theatre. He's got all these photos of old stars, all the tread the boards of all drinking there. And it just hasn't opened since lockdown. But nothing's replaced it. And so there's this big sort of like on everyone's lips in Bristol. It's like, when's Renato's opening?
Yeah.
What's happening in Renato's? I've seen people knock on the door.
Trying to find out.
Okay, so you got one of your spirits there, Morgan. What's your next one?
My next spirit is just any old spiced rum. Any
less
old
of a connoisseur on this one.
Yeah, any old is not the name of a brewery. It should be.
I've chosen a wine from the highest vineyard in Argentina. Yeah. Any old
any
spiced
booze.
Rum.
I want any booze. Yeah. Why spiced rum?
I tell you what, apologize, I might swear, my gin is for just having a nice meal or for chatting. Spice rum, I'm getting fucked. I love, to me, it screams party. It's just something about like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. I've got energy in just swinging from the bottle in a pirate outfit.
Yeah, I think I'm genuine. I don't know whether this is the spice rum or I don't really drink Coke as well.
Yeah.
You know, after a cup, I always say that that's why I drink non-alcoholic beers, because after one, it sounds like my teeth feel furry and all this, that, the other. But put spice rum in it. I'm yours.
And that's how you have it with Coke.
Yeah. I think it's what I come from such a healthy family. We all drink it at Christmas. So the family business is Tarmac. So, AKA, we've got a cash and carry card. So, my granddad always arrives every Christmas with an upside down bottle of Big Bacardi, you know, that sort of thing. That's clearly supposed to be on optics, but in fact, it's in our kitchen.
Yeah. You get those ones with the little adapters in case you have to try and work away how to get out of it without the optics. Yeah.
And then that is so to me, I adore my family. We're real chatters. We have a riot together. Do we have our ups and downs? Of course. But we're in a really nice, healthy place now. And now Christmas is just getting really, really drunk. And we don't have Christmas dinner anymore. We have ramen.
Do you?
Yeah, because everyone just kept on arguing about it and everyone was getting stressed about Christmas dinner. So
about,
just like,
what about the dinner? What are they getting arguing about?
Oh, this is burnt, that's burnt. You said you'd look after this. I look away for 2 seconds. So now we just have ramen and we drink spiced rum and coke.
Amazing.
And we get hammered. We talk about our feelings and then we go to bed.
Wow. You're a big family then?
No, it's only a little. Well, it's big from divorce, but all the family units are quite small in themselves. Okay.
And so, and you just go in the kitchen with a glass up to the optic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. And it's
that's handy, isn't it?
So, yeah, cause again, I know I sound like a broken record, but it's just party for me. It's like, oh, partying. Or if I go to a rave, which I've started doing again now, and they just go, and sometimes, you know, everyone there might be doing things they shouldn't be doing, but I don't really do it because I've got things to do tomorrow and I don't want to be sad next week. So I'll have some rum and dance. So it's just been that sort of thing.
Some drinks do just make you associate good times, irrelevant of what happens. You know what I mean? Like if I drink fizzy wine, I'm in party mood, whatever's happening.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You're never opening like a bottle of champagne as you're feeling sad on your own. What are the happy drinks for you, Dan?
Tequila, probably, for me. Yeah. New Year's, we often go to visit our friends in Romania and we go up to their cabin. Ooh. And
I love this story already.
Yeah. and basically, but the weird thing is, it's sort of not really New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, our friend Cassie, she's making sure everyone's got their food and, you know, and everything's all been set out right. And in Romania, you have to have fish just after, it has to be the first thing you eat in the new year. So someone's cooking loads of trout at 1 in the morning because you've got to have fish because that helps you swim through the rest of the year. If you had like chicken, it means like you're just going to scratch through the rest of the year. That's their thing.
Romania's wild.
It is weird, yeah. And also someone comes around dressed as a goat and starts with a wooden thing and starts smacking outside your room, the cabin. Anyway.
On New Year's Eve,
yeah. It's really
brilliant.
It's really
strange. You sure they do that in Romania? Yeah. Just not where you're going.
Just that shots of tequila, isn't it?
It's got this weird country thing. So,
it's a happy birthday tequila. Yeah.
So New Year's Eve, everyone's sort of drinking, having a good time, and Cassie's just sort of, you know, worried and making sure everyone's fed and drunk and had, you know, and drinks. And then New Year's Day in the evening, she's ready to party. Like everyone else is just a bit hungover. But then we think, oh, we've got to join her because she didn't get a proper party last night. And then she always, around about midnight on the first, the tequila comes out. And then the party restarts.
Yes.
Yeah. And just the act of it, I think, four of us with lemon and salt and throwing them back, suddenly the mood lifts.
I'm still thinking about this clappy thing.
Oh, it's such a weird thing.
So what is it?
It's called Capra, which is goat, and it comes round and it's got
wait, what does that mean? Goat.
And it's someone local and they go around all the houses and you're supposed to sort of, they do a little show with it and maybe a bit of singing.
So
I can't remember because I'm really drunk. They're just
who
sort of local
they're
sort
it?
Of local kids basically. Teenagers. You give them a.
But is this just in that area? Is that everywhere in Romania?
I think it's everywhere in Romania, yeah.
So it's like carol singers.
Yeah, kind of. With a weird, yeah. And then you give them like drinks or money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Romania. Oh, that sounds like a brilliant trick or treat.
Yeah. It's sort of a weird thing.
A trick or treat.
Yeah. Have you been to Romania more than
No, I haven't. No.
I went for Dan's wedding and it's wild. Like, your wedding was insane. Like,
yeah.
Just... We've not mentioned this on here, have we?
No.
We've discussed this. But he, Dan didn't really know a lot about Romanian weddings at the time. And he'd said, look, everyone, a group of friends, just be in the reception bit of the hotel at 10 in the morning. And don't walk in front of the godparents because it's bad luck. We're like, I don't know who they are, but okay, we won't. And it was in the summer. I was quite hot. I went outside for a bit and I saw these like mini buses with ribbons on and come out. And then these people came out, which I presume were the godparents, holding this bottle of booze with ribbons on it. And then this like band with accordions and stuff came out of another minibus, like going, beer, 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 following them into this hotel. We're like, oh, okay. So we sort of followed them and it was, they went to a lift to go up, but there were like 60 people following them. And they sort of looked and went, oh yeah, we can't all fit in a lift. So they went up the stairs.
Still playing.
Went and knocked, playing this thing, got to your bedroom, knocked on the door. You answered it. You were dressed, fortunately. You answered it. And then you had to give everyone shots.
Yeah.
And this is like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So literally, you had bottles of booze and you were
It's all homemade in Arena as well. So it's all like 75%.
My old manager at work that I left 2 weeks ago, he was Romanian. So this is all sounding the way he talks about a home and the way he drinks makes total sense.
Yeah.
He was a riot. I love it.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And then we went to, got in these minibuses with the band and the godparents. And we all went to pick up your fiance, now wife. And so she was in some like sort of communist tower block type thing, wasn't she?
Yeah.
We went in there and everyone can see there's a wedding coming. So everyone's like hanging out the windows, cheering and all this. And stop me if I get any of this wrong, Dan, but we go upstairs. And so this is everyone in the corridor, like 50, 60 people in the corridor of this building. And Dan has a knock at the door. I go, I'm here to take my bride. And they go, here you go. And they get the oldest woman in the village with the net curtain over her head. Is this correct?
Yep.
Yep. I go, here you go. Here's your bride. And then Dan had to go, nice try. That's an old lady in a net curtain. Give me the younger, more attractive woman.
And then I'm stunned into silence, by the way. I know this is awful radio. Yeah, this cannot be a thing.
It was like weird. It was so mad.
That was Auntie. Auntie sadly since passed away, but she was quite amazing. She was the fighting champion of her village. She lived out. She lived right out in the countryside.
Yeah.
And she took on all comers, apparently.
Like, and she knocked out a number of men in her time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was hard as nails.
She would have been welcoming Aunt Becky's party.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's the Aunt Becky of Romania, is she?
I mean, she could properly drink,
this sounds so amazing.
I had to reject her. Luckily, she liked me, so it was all right. Yeah,
really?
That can't be a good moment in a woman's life. Can you be part of a wedding? Oh, bridesmaid? Yeah. Well, we'd like you to be the old woman. The thought of anyone marrying is mental.
I've always thought that about people that get cast in shows and they just go, oh, by the way, so we can't really write you on the script, but you're the ugly person.
Yeah.
You just go, oh.
Oh, thanks.
Because I audition as a blacksmith, I would say, once a month.
Yeah.
I always get the idea of the day. It came I had to sign something. But it's always off that ilk.
Yeah.
You just go, okay, cool. Is it someone? Is it a villager again? Okay, no worries. Is it telling the hero where they need to go next? Okay.
I've no idea whereabouts we are in the pod. Just talking about Romanian weddings. You mentioned that you came out relatively recently during lockdown, was this?
Yes.
That must open up a whole new pub scene in terms of gay and queer pubs. How was that exploring that sort of scene?
Oh, it was great. Because don't get me wrong, I was exploring it a bit while I wasn't out.
Yeah.
And then I came out. And that's been so much. It's been so much fun. And again, it has been in places where we're drinking. And it has been sort of, I know it's not sort of very pub orientated, but going for like essentially raves and dancing again, which I haven't done for years. And just these big gay anthems and you go, oh, this is great fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but when it goes to come like to go to gay bars and stuff, I do lean more to a gay pub than a gay bar because I'm more of a pub person than the bar person. But it's just been so much fun. I can't even put it into words, really. It's all the same drinks. Yeah. The cocktails are a bit ruder.
That's the main difference.
Yeah.
Cocktails are a little bit ruder. The
queue for the girls is a bit shorter.
I lived, when I was 21, I lived in the West End of Vancouver, which is like the biggest gay neighbourhood in the west of Canada. And we'd always joke that there's me and a couple of friends, we're like the only house with three heterosexual men and in the whole sort of area sort of thing. And I had the best times in those bars there. They were so, so fun.
It's great fun. Don't get me wrong, just like any other pub, sometimes there can be people that overstep the mark or even be a little bit predatory in some sort of ways. But it does seem to be a bit more sort of just communal and just a bit more of a fun vibe.
Yeah. I'd get called breeder all the time by people. They'd always go, oh, here come the breeders. And it was like the local pub we know. Yeah. It was such a good atmosphere. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I never went to like sort of drag nights and all this, and I still haven't been able to go yet, just the nature I'm gigging at that time as well. But it's just been so fun going, oh, I recognise loads of people in this pub and not from the pub.
Right. And we'll get every week, Dan converses with one of our listeners to bring forth a suggestion for your pub. You can accept it or reject it. Entirely up to you. Dan, what have we got today?
We've got Jack today. So let's see what he says. He says this is what he thinks you should have in your pub.
Hey, this is Jack in London, and in this week's pub, I want to suggest a room called the Perpetual First Pint Parlour being added, a place where every pint consumed tastes like the very first pint of the day, forever and always.
A parlour where every pint is the first pint.
Tastes like the first pint.
I 1,000% understand, and it's a really good... So it's a parlour, so AK is in like a separate room to the pub. Is that what we're suggesting?
I guess so. I mean,
I know exactly what you're talking about that taste of the first pint. That first pint comes with that exhale of.
You're perpetually having that first pint. I quite like the second pint as well. Third onwards, it's going downhill. The first and second one.
See, I don't know. After my third or fourth one, there's a little part of me that goes, "Here we go."
There is that point where, like, sometimes I'll be out and you sort of have one or two, and you think, oh, I was only going to have one or two. And then, exactly that. On about the third, and you just go, someone's going to have one more. And then it's like, oh, yeah, now it's gone now. That's it. That's it. We're down that road. Yeah. There's no turning back.
Me and my friends, we have like a real sort of like, we all, is it French exit, Irish exit? None of us say goodbye.
Shuffle.
What will happen? We'll drink, and then at just some point, something will happen to our heads. We'll just go home. Yeah. Just the home beacon comes on.
Yeah.
And you just go, I'm done with this. I'm going home. They know I love them. I've said it 1,000 times before now, anyway. But that first pint thing, I do love it. Do I want it as a parlour, though?
And how would it taste like the first pint?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think what he's suggesting is possible. That's my issue with it.
But
I know everything's possible in the moon underwater. But, but how can you get... Because it's not the first pint. So I don't think you can recreate that, even with magic, or can you?
Just the whole nature. Can the magic beat the fact that you've had 10 initial sips, in succession?
Ah, that's great.
I'm also scared you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
They say that first one's always free. You're just getting.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be great if you could just go in there and every time you had one, you were completely sober at the time you finished it, so you had it again.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, I've got issues with this whole idea. Like, I like the concept. I get where he's coming from. And I accept that we are in a magical pub where anything's possible.
Yeah.
But maybe not this. I don't know.
Well, it's up to Morgan.
It's up to Morgan.
I'm
so torn because I know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And it's a real, really blanket, relatable... Yeah, that first drink tastes so good. But I don't think you can have that without knowing what the second, third, and fourth.
You get used to it, and you just think that's what they're all like. But you, and also you'd miss out on your third pint. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now we're in business.
Yeah. But then again, he is offering all this, just a separate space only for people that just want their first sips and all the time. Oh. I think I'm going to have to reject it.
Okay.
I find it highly commendable and I love the originality of it and I get it, totally get it.
But no. It's a polite no there from Morgan and Jack. But Jack, thank you for your idea. If you've got an idea for something you can go to Future Pub, you can email me, robbie@moonunderpod.com with your wildest dreams and we will analyse them with a future guest. Right, it's now time to put something in the pub jukebox. Oof. And you've got a choice of any CD or mini disc of your choosing. What would you like to go for?
Oh, do you know, I was torn between two. Because I think music is so important when it comes to just any environment. And I think a lot of times people can forget that. I know that sounds a bit dumb, but doing comedy gigs, sometimes you'll just get a tech on it. That is just playing the saddest music I've ever. It's like, Hurt by Johnny Cash. Are you kidding?
The audience are crying by the time you walk on.
So many times.
Yeah, the Princess Diana version of Candle in the Wind. You go on.
And it happens all the time. You have to go up to the tech and just go, just type in disco. just put something in. So, and I want something that brings out, I think good music brings good vibes, brings good feelings, brings good chat. So I was really torn between, which is one of my favorite, I love Dr. John. I'm a pianist. My grandfather's my piano teacher. So I was even thinking about one of his albums and I was then singing The Latz Waltz by The Band, which is one of my favorite albums. But I think my friends would just be going, what's that? So I think... the album that just brings a smile to my face every time I listen to it, which is a bit more current, is Sucker Punch by Sigrid. Okay. I think it's got loads of great just singles on it as well, and it's just a great album. AK is a real feel good, just a really feel good.
I've never listened to it. Dan definitely won't have. Dan, no, I definitely band Squeeze.
I have been to see Dr. John though. I've been seeing him live. I know. I was desperate he was going to pick it. I was going, I could actually say something about music. Yeah, I saw him at the Barbican a few years back.
Wow. How was that, please?
It was incredible. And it was amazing because he kind of... I feel like Willy Wonka keeps coming up at the moment. You know the beginning of Willy Wonka where he kind of staggers up and everyone thinks he's really old. And then I'm talking about the original version with Jim Wilder. Yeah. And then he does the forward roll and it's like he kind of staggered onto the stage like he needed help up to the piano. Then he sat down and it was like... You know, just like the most incredible piano you've ever heard. But moments before, it was like this decrepit old man just about making it to the seat. It was like, it was incredible. Incredible night.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, he was like one that got me into it. My grandfather was a studio musician. So he was a police officer and other bits and bobs in the evening, not in the day, but then would just play piano in the evening, used to do gigs. And that's how I fell in love with gigs, just the word gig. My grandfather gigs.
Yeah,
I loved it. So I always wanted to do that. So that's how I got into piano. I've got I've got music chords tattooed on my forearm.
Oh, wow.
It's the first four bars worth of chords of a song called "Willin" by Little Feat, and it was the last song we were able to learn together. So before he died, he sent me the music handwritten, and I got it tattooed on my arm.
That's
cool. But our shared love was Dr. John. So like right place, wrong time, or such a night, and I adored it. But I think I love that. I was like, oh, let's just bring something that's just a bit more current and really. I love pop. I've gotten really back into pop music, and I think Sigrid is about. She's like a 19-year-old girl, and I get
Norwegian?
Everything she's saying.
Norwegian, isn't it?
Yeah. I know she's probably a bit older than that, but absolutely, we do not exist on the same plane.
Yeah.
Different experiences, different problems, but I get it all. Whenever I listen to her music.
She's actually now 27.
Oh, I take it back. We're pretty much the same age. I think she's just short.
Sucker Punch came out in 2019, which would have made her 23-ish.
Maybe? Yeah.
I'm not the maths whiz.
Yeah.
Something like that. Fabulous. How would you describe that then? Just good pop.
Just really uplifting, pop. It's just I love female vocal led pop.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about it. I think I love the new Jessie Ware album. Yeah. Just, I think it is. Again, I used to love Robin and Kylie.
Yeah.
I mean, I should have twigged then.
Yeah.
But it's to me, I have such an attraction to just feel good. Just when the motive, when the objection is, I want you to have a good time.
Hmm.
That's exactly what I feel this music's trying to do. Not to take you on any journey, it's going to do a big arc. It's like, here's a laugh, here you go.
Tell you my favourite female-led Scandinavian pop song, Chewing Gum by Annie. Do you know that?
Don't
That's
know.
That's brilliant. I listen to that all the time, even now.
I'm writing that down.
Is that from the 90s?
No, I think it's from the 2000s,
okay.
I'd say. Brilliant.
Anyway,
if people are now going, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Would that
suit my gym playlist?
Oh, I think so. If you want a little bit of a swagger to your bench press. Yes. Okay. Did you say gym or gin? Did you say gym?
Sometimes they can be the same.
Yeah, okay. If you said gym, yes. Otherwise, if you said gin, then bench press.
Both makes me sweat.
Mental. Great. That is accepted. My first post-divorce pint. The gin I had in Hull. My nan's homemade buckfast. The rum I drank with Liz Hurley. The lager I stole from the pigeon detectives. Now it's time for a drink in time, where the Men Underwater will not only create your pub, but it will transport you back through time to relive a drink from your past. It can be last trip with a loved one. It can be an incredible, exciting, fun moment you have, whatever you want. So what are you going to pick as your Men Underwater drink in time?
Once again, I'm torn between a few, but the one that just comes straight to mind and the one that's sort of been playing on my mind is a drink with me and my dad and my stepmom. It was the 2 days before lockdown was announced.
Wow.
We were in Glasgow. We were about to watch Steve Martin and Martin Short do a show. And we just spent the whole day drinking. And we do that quite a bit. We don't really buy each other things, objects and all that. We buy each other experiences. And once again, I know I've bought Christmas before. We don't wait for Christmas Day.
Right.
If something comes up during the year or just something, but never, we always tell ourselves, you don't have to wait until December the 25th. Just buy your loved ones the things they love.
That's lovely.
So that's what we do once a year. We get day drunk and then we go and see a show. And that's what we did with Steve Martin and Martin Short. And I just remembered it. It was just laughter from start to finish. And Dad definitely had COVID.
In hindsight, yeah.
In hindsight, he was riddled.
Yeah.
But we had such a laugh from start to finish.
Yeah.
And then we went to go and see this amazing show. And it also coincides with my favorite ever meal. Like we were at this little place called Le Jouzelet in Edinburgh. We started in Edinburgh, we drank all the way to Glasgow. It's this little French place underneath. And I remember once again, low ceiling. It was similar to Renato's. And it was just a day that I'll remember. Oh, this whole enormous thing was happening all around us. And obviously, now I feel a bit guilty because we go into all these crowded places laughing and sneezing on people. But
you didn't know.
We didn't know. And then it just started great. And I love Glasgow. I think Glasgow is such a phenomenal city.
Yeah. My family are all from up there. It's brilliant. It's so great for pubs.
It's so superb. I love the grid system of it.
Yeah.
I think it's so surprising when you go to Glasgow. It's the last thing you think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a grid system here.
there's such a great variety from like traditional sort of Scottish pubs to German beer halls and stuff like that. There's so much different stuff. That's a fabulous choice. Is it like family drinking seems quite a sort of big thing for you, sort of thing. It was quite nice to have had that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm really, really fortunate. And I'll be quite frank, we didn't always have that. It took me leaving home. And essentially what happened is I saw my worst qualities in other people. And I remember calling my stepdad in my first year of university going, I'm so sorry. I can see exactly what you were on about.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, you start calling other people, this, that, the other. And then we just became, boom, so tight. Some people just can't be under the same roof, but we're so tight. I must call them every other day. My mum and my dad, my stepmom, this, that, the other, everybody. And it does around. We do like a drink. There's no other way of getting around it. Yeah. But we meet up, we like having a drink, and we start at dawn, end at night. So that's why I love this drinking time, is because it started so nice. It started so pure, and it ended even purer because it was such a phenomenal show, the Steve Martin and Martin Short show.
Yeah. Oh, they're amazing.
That does sound lovely. Those great days where. Where it's just everything's brilliant. Do you remember at the time thinking, this is amazing, sort of thing? Sometimes you do get, it's not always just in hindsight, sometimes at the time you're going, this is one of the great drinking sessions of my life.
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe it is just the fact it's overshadowed, not overshadowed, but the sheer contrast of the next two days. Because I remember then the following day, I had to do, oh God, I don't know how I did it. I did a gig in Butlins the day after. So I had to get up Minehead. Yeah. And I had to get up really early to get a plane back down and go here. I thought it was awful how crowded and awful it was the day before lockdown in Edinburgh and Glasgow. You should have seen Butlins. What do you guys all think of this virus? And he goes, not real. not a thing. Next day, country's locked down for 2 years.
Wow. I used to love Butlins when I was a kid.
No, I never went.
I went to Skegness and I went to Welly. Was that one? There's a Welsh one. I'm not sure if it's there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think there is one up North Wales. Yeah, I don't know particularly where to, but yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, big up Butlins if you're listening. Right, it's time now to find out Morgan's dream pub companion, but only for those of you who are part of the Moon Underwater Patreon. If you want to subscribe, you can do so at moonunderpod.com. And for the rest of you, we'll be back after this short interlude.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to all you non-Patreon people. You've missed out there by not hearing Morgan's Dream at Pub Companion, but you can subscribe at moonunderpod.com if you want to find out that and future Pub Companions.
You are barred.
It's now time to bar something from the pub, Morgan. What are you going to forbid from your Moon Underwater?
Well, I know the classic is kids, so I'm going to avoid that. But one thing I'm going to bar is maybe this, not putting locks on toilets.
Oh, yeah.
To me, the ability to have a good toilet It's so important. I'll not go some places because I'll go, oh, you've got a shit in public there.
Yeah. When you've broken, I think it's not happened today. You've had time to fix this.
Yeah. Or the worst ones are when there's a lock there and it goes the opposite way to where the bolts go in.
Yeah.
You just go, oh, what's happened here?
Yeah.
I feel so unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm in quite a vulnerable position anyway.
Yeah. And you've got to try, if you're desperate, you've got to try and use your foot to keep the door shut.
Yeah.
Sitting down, one foot propped against the door.
Yeah.
You go, I've just had 5 Guinnesses. So yeah. I need this now. Yeah. And going to the toilet for me is such a, I sort of use it as a bit of a meditation, like a moment to self-reflect and have a think.
Yeah. It is good when you find a really good toilet though. I remember when our first job in Capitol Studios, there was a place, it was like a TV studio and there was a little wing that wasn't really used unless there was a show in where all the dressing rooms were. So if you went there and there wasn't a show on, it was so quiet, and there was like the toilet had like 2 double lockable doors, like one to get into the sort of foyer bit of the toilet,
and one for the actual
main cubicle bit. So you could go there and you just felt so private.
Yeah,
wonderful. And so I appreciate.
I remember that.
Toilet.
Yep,
I love.
I've been there.
I love the sanctity of a good toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's just give a second. Who have I forgotten to text? Who do I need to give excuses to? Who do I like this?
How much can I conceivably still drink?
Yeah. Which is very difficult to do when you've got your foot against the door, your arm underneath, asking the person next to you whether they've got toilet paper.
not a pub toilet, but in a restaurant I worked in a ski resort in Canada, they had in the different toilet cubicles, there was one that had the sort of pillar going through the cubicle that made it a bit smaller and more cozy. We used to call old posty. So that was always the first choice. You go to the toilet, come back, goes, I've got old posty. Oh, that's nice. That must have been nice for you. Great, yeah. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that.
I think it would be a good thing for more pubs to have really quite plush loos. I think I'd appreciate a pub that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's such a variety. My sons are 9 and 6, and they went for the first time relatively recently. They went to a toilet that was one of those ones where it's like a long, where there's like a trough along the floor, basically. The other ones where it's like a wall.
Mm,
yep. I didn't realize that those don't really happen much anymore because they were like, look at this, you're just wigging a wall. You kind of are, aren't you? Sort of thing like that. But yeah. Yeah, I think toilets are important. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your dream pub toilet?
Again, I sound like a king. I want oak. I want the door to go from the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah.
I want a lock that works.
Yeah.
I want. It sounds madness, but I think some pubs need to hear it. I want toilet paper.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want one where you pull it through a little hole and one breaks off and you have to try and get the next bit out. I want to pull out as much toilet paper as I require or desire and rip it off.
Yeah, it's the biggest tease ever.
Yeah.
When it is the circular one and you've got to pull it through that. It's literally an eye of the needle. Just
to be safe, you need to get like 6 of these little things to make it into one big bit of toilet paper for the first go.
A flush that works.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you know what I like? When you go to a posh restaurant and the toilet, when you wash your hands, rather than a dryer or one of those pool things, they have like little, like almost face cloths in a basket. And you pick one of those up and dry your hands with that and put it in there. I'd like that in a pub toilet.
Yeah. Also, I want a handle flush, not an infrared. Because as a larger guy, the amount of times I've just lied, I've just got to sit back and pad.
Yeah.
And I've had an emergency B-day.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, and this is just a general thing for toilets, the toilet lid, both bits of the toilet lid have to stay up.
Yes.
And not, do you know when you have to use one hand to hold them up? Like that, that's a must. That's a must for me. Yeah,
soap.
I'm all for better toilets.
Soap, obviously, soap.
Yeah, like Dan said that, like, I'm not bothered personally, but would you like soap?
Soap, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right, no arguments there at all.
Drink up, please. It's time.
Morgan, we're nearing the end here of The Moon Underwater. It's been really enjoyable chatting with you. For people who have enjoyed this and want to know more from you, where can they follow you? Where can they find out more about you? What can they enjoy?
Just follow me online at the moment. Morgan the Reese is all my handles. I'm on all your classics, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. So I very much just post my stand-up clips at the moment, and I'm trying to build TikTok up a little bit. So I'm trying to post on there every single day. So that's where you can find me at the moment. Also on my mailing list as well. So that'll just be, if you grab onto there. I'm doing something really dumb. I'm trying to get fans. the show's called Turning Thirsty. So right. it's all about no theme particularly other than that. Again, just a couple of good vibes.
Terrific. Well, we look forward to seeing that show when it comes round. Do you know when it's going to be?
Yes, May and June. Look it up, there'll be tickets.
All right. the most important thing, you come to Norwich.
That's my question.
Amazing.
I think I'm doing the Playhouse.
A lovely venue. I like the way you said it as well, but it's very mysterious. I'm going there on Sunday, in fact.
I think there's two venues there, isn't it? I'm going to the one where there's that amazing bar with a great beer garden outside.
Yeah, that's the Playhouse.
I'm there.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. The last thing then to do is to name this pub. Morgan, what are we going to call you on the underwater?
The Place to Be.
Oh, nice.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Don't need to explain it, but yeah. But do anyway. Why are you picking that?
I just like it. Nowhere else is called that. Yep. Other times I've gone to the wrong Coach and Horses.
Yeah. You say that's very relatable. My wife went to pick me up from a pub called the Coach and Horses a couple of months ago and was at the wrong one and was shouting at me down the phone going, "You're not outside." I definitely am. Yeah.
So, and also I think that's what I've always wanted, especially like my shows as well, so on a pub, just the place to be. Where do you fancy going? I'm at the place to be. Where should we go? We should go to the place to be. Yeah.
It's not really bad. Is the place to be any good? Yeah, I imagine it probably is. Yeah.
Clues in the name. Yeah.
Fabulous. Right, before we send Morgan back to the correct round down, do you want to recap what we've got in the place to be?
Yes, so Morgan Reese's draft choices are Guinness and Jubal Peach Lager. Bottle choices, Clear Head and DV Katina Malbec. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Spirit choices, Whitley Neal, aloe and cucumber gin, and any old spiced rum. you've rejected Jack's listener suggestion of a first pint parlour on Sorry, sort of Jack. Technicalities. Jukebox choice, Sucker Punch by Sigrid. Your drinking time is with your dad and stepmom all day drinking for seeing Steve Martin and Martin Short, which I imagine was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You've barred there being no locks on toilets.
Yes.
And the pub name is Place to Be.
Fabulous. Love that. Well, I look forward to heading to the Place to Be if you ever open it, because it sounds excellent. It's time for you to head off. Thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward to coming and seeing your show.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.